Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Little Jimmy, go ahead and step up here on the scale or see how you've been doing.
Okay, there we go.
All right, here we go. Wow. 165. Jimmy, you're 5 years old. That's not a good.
Everyone says Jimmy Husky.
Yeah, everyone says that. I don't understand why comparing you to a dog it helps in a situation, but well, on that depressing note, why don't we put you to bed?
Okay, I don't know why you're surprised. You're the one who raised me, so I mean, you kind of did this.
I can't help what your mother feeds you when you're over there. Her and that husband of hers, you know, one of them. Hey, Jimmy, your
Daddy
phone is on.
Daddy forgot to mute his phone.
No, that sounds like Jimmy's phone. My text tone's different than that.
But I'm 5 years old, so why would I have a phone?
I told your goddamn bitch of a mother to not give you a phone. You're too young.
Daddy, what's docking? I keep seeing people say that they're going to dock.
It's something two men who happen to love each other very much sometimes do for fun. I don't know what kind of pleasure they get from it, but...
I love you and you love me. Could we dock?
No. I'm unfortunately, Jimmy, no. You need two regular penises. Yours is inverted, so you're going to have to just get in bed.
Okay.
That and it's wrong.
But we said
two men
love each other.
I feel like I should specify that it's different.
Oh,
you know how your mother loves... Loves that guy that she met, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, just with less drugs involved. Okay, get in bed.
I'm already in bed.
I didn't miss it. I wasn't looking at you.
Yeah. I just kind of like rolled into it.
Do me a favor. Get out of bed and then get back in there.
Daddy.
There we go. That's big boy. All right.
Daddy.
Let's put the cover. Oh, I know. I'm tired of looking at you too. Just get those covers on you there. No. Get you tucked in.
That's not what.
Nice summer day.
That's not what Jimmy meant.
It's a nice summer day. Gonna get as much of that off as we can. All right.
It's 95 degrees, Daddy.
Yeah, I know. And I left the air off on purpose, buddy.
But
you gotta
it's
sweat
so
that
hot.
Off. No, it's fine. All right. Well, your dad's gonna go. Go complain online about his ex-wife.
Before I pass out from the sleep apnea, can I get a story?
I don't think that's how sleep apnea works there, little Jimmy.
But
I can read you a story. Sure.
What I read is that the weight crashes down on my jugular and causing me to pass out.
No, what it actually does, it makes you stop breathing in the middle of the night, and then so you do that constantly. And so when you wake up, even if you slept 8 hours, your body, it's kind of more like 6, maybe 5. So that's
that
another
why
thing
I'm
you have
always
to address.
Tired?
That is exactly why you're always tired, Jimmy.
Oh, I thought it was because of the scary stories, even though I like them so much.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, let's do an experiment. I'll read you a scary story now, and we'll see how you feel afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Alright, Daddy's gonna pop a squat. Here we go.
Oh, Daddy got right. Squats. Got good glutes.
Oh, hey, don't watch me when I'm working out. Alright. Today's story, I'm gonna read to you. Hey, just so you know, it's gonna be a little scary.
Oh, I love scary.
Okay. Alright. The story is called Seeing Red, the first day of school. You got your first day of school coming up. You'll be a big boy. This will help you. You ready to be around all those other kids?
Yeah, I'm ready for a story. Just read story.
Hey, I'm fucking talking to my son.
I know, but you told me to go to bed and then you keep me up. I'm so confused.
God damn it. Just roll with it.
I roll all the time.
I know you roll. It's the only way you can get around. Okay, seeing red. The first day of school. Everyone loves the first day of school, right? New year, new classes, new friends. It's a day full of potential and hope, before all the dreary depressions of reality show up to ruin all the fun. I like the first day of school for a different reason, though. You see, I have a sort of power. When I look at people, I can sense a sort of aura around them, a colored outline based on how long that person has to live. Most everyone I meet around my age is surrounded by a solid green hue, which means they have plenty of time left. A fair amount of them have a yellowish orange tinge to their auras, which tends to mean a car crash or some other tragedy. Anything that takes people before their time, as they say. The real fun is when the auras venture into the red end of the spectrum, though. Every now and again, I'll see someone who's basically a walking stoplight. Those are the ones who get murdered or kill themselves. It's such a rush to see them and know their time is numbered. With that in mind, I always get to class very early so I can scout out my classmates' fates. The first kid who walked in was basically radiating red. I chuckled to myself. Too damn bad, bro. But as people kept walking in, they all had the same intense glow. I finally caught a glimpse of my rose-tinted reflection in the window, but I was too stunned to move. Our professor stepped in and locked the door, his aura a sickening shade of green. That's right, buddy. Yeah, the beautiful sounds of your sleeping breathing before the apnea kicks in. Oh, there it was. Good night, buddy. Mwah.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!